This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I was just in the city today in Austin, which I haven't been there in a long time. I'm talking downtown. And number one, I couldn't believe the number of homeless people and drug addict people knocking on windows of the cars and asking people for money and just, but that's not even the point here. Really, this is about the utter lack of preparedness that I witnessed among people in the city. And I have to imagine that most other cities across America have a very similar situation where people are not that prepared. I mean, not at all. You know, the contrast is what's so shocking to me. Because, you know, I do firearms training, for example, where, you know, if something goes bad, I can pick up a rifle, I can pick up a pistol, I can defend my life or defend my family or defend my property or, if necessary, defend my country, you know? And that, to me, that's just an everyday normal skill. It's like the skill to be able to milk a goat, you know, which I have also done in the past, or a skill to be able to collect chicken eggs, or, you know, repair a bicycle tire or change a tire on your car, whatever. To me, being able to pick up firearms and use them proficiently and with safety is just a normal everyday skill. And yet when I walk around Austin, Texas, and I look at the city and I listen to the people, they're all in this bubble where they don't have any real skills. The only skills they have, it seems, are like Snapchatting skills, and they've got a vocabulary, what you might call a hipster vocabulary. You can talk in all these young, cool, hip terms so they can impress each other with how clued in they are to the young hipster movement, but they can't really do anything outside of that. It's the warning signs are there, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I can see them. Maybe you can too. The warning signs are, you know, what happens in this society when something goes wrong and you've got all these city people who are completely ill-prepared and all of a sudden they're in a situation of incredible desperation. All of a sudden they don't have, you know, food or water or fuel or emergency services or electricity. What happens? And I can tell you, just reaffirming, I know I've said this before, but just reaffirming after this visit to Austin, Texas, the city will collapse. It will break down into total chaos in no time. I mean, almost overnight, maybe literally overnight. And I thank myself every day for choosing to live far from the city. If you are living close to any major city, you are in danger when things go bad. It's just more apparent to me now than ever before. And I think it's the contrast of being outside the city for so long and living in a self-reliant fashion as much as possible for so many years. And now when I go back into the city, the contrast is just, whoa, it's just so out there to see the way people live in a city. And it's also just the conditions, the nasty smells of the city, the crowding and the trash everywhere and the graffiti and the pollution and the just shady looking characters walking around everywhere. That's, to me, that's what a city means, is just a bunch of filth and just shady people everywhere. You go out to the countryside and it's clean. You've got clean water. You've got clean air, clean, you know, you've got sunshine. Your food is cleaner. If you have animals, they're cleaner because they've got space. You know, the people are hardworking, self-reliant people for the most part. You don't have like druggies running around everywhere trying to hit you up for money so they can get high. You know, the difference between the countryside and the city is the contrast is just striking. And yet on the flip side, I'm reminding myself that there are people who live in the city who are afraid of the countryside. To them, the city's normal. All those smells and all those shady characters and all that trash and everything and the crowding and the noise, that's normal to them. The countryside is scary because it's kind of quiet. You know, oh, you can hear the crickets. It's weird to them. There are people that are afraid to leave the city. Really, not a joke. To them, the city's normal. So bizarre. But as a result, when it hits the fan, those kind of people will not be able to survive because they cannot, they don't have the hands-on even thought process. They can't even imagine themselves doing something in the real world. You know, like planting seeds or harvesting food or, God forbid, defending themselves against aggressors. They can't imagine it. And so I'm constantly encouraging my listeners and fans and so on to rethink where you're living and why you're living there. And is that the best place for you, considering the events that seem to be transpiring? You know, we've got the risk of nuclear war with North Korea out there, even though Trump is going to meet with the leader now. That could just be a delay tactic on the part of Kim Jong-un. They might want to nuke America. I mean, he's said he wants to. You know, we've got the risk of solar flares. We've got financial collapse. We've got, you know, economic issues. There are a lot of things that could potentially go wrong. Civil war is now emerging as one of those risks, and it seems to be more and more likely every day. So where are you in all of this physically? Are you in a place where you can survive if the liberal city mobs go insane and just start going door to door, stealing people's stuff? Because I got to remind you, the liberal mindset of a lot of city people, not all of them, of course, but many, is this entitlement mindset where they believe that somebody else owes them everything, that they are owed free food, free housing, free money, free unemployment checks, everything. And as a result, when it hits the fan, they're going to believe that your stuff belongs to them. They're going to believe that they have the right to go door to door, especially in more well-to-do neighborhoods, and just start divvying up whatever loot they can find. You see, in the minds of leftists, this is a normal, natural thing. They believe in redistribution of wealth. This is how they've always lived. To them, there's nothing weird about confiscating, i.e. stealing someone's stuff, and then handing it out to your buddies and fellow gang members. That's not unusual for them. That's how they think. They think that they are owed everything. So when it comes to a collapse scenario, there's nothing stopping them just taking your stuff if they have physical access to your stuff, to you. You know, just kick in your door, break in your window, just invade your home and just start stealing everything. So the best way to not have that happen is to simply don't be there. Don't be living there. Don't live within walking distance of a city. And it's better not to live within one tank of gas of driving distance, but that's difficult in many areas. At least don't live within walking distance of a city. That means you need to get, you know, 25, 30, 40 miles out. Not that city people could walk that far, but they might. Some of them might try it if they're desperate enough. And then secondly, wherever you are, you want to be able to defend yourself against deranged lunatic mobs of looters and rapists and murderers. Because especially if you live in California, you know the government wants to protect all those violent criminals as long as they're not citizens. Now, if you're a citizen criminal, then they're going to lock you up. If you're a non-citizen, if you're an illegal / undocumented alien, then California is going to protect them, you know? And because somehow they think that non-citizens have more rights than citizens. So how are you going to protect yourself? You know, the Constitution gives you the right to defend yourself with the weapons of the day, firearm. And by the way, pistols suck. Pistols, the only point of a pistol is to lay down enough suppressing fire so you can get to your rifle. Rifles are twice as fast, twice as accurate, a lot more powerful, you got to have a rifle. That's your main go-to. Pistol just gets you by, frankly. You know, to be really honest, pistols suck. But are you prepared to do all that? Do you have the skill set? Do you have the mental mindset? Are you a survivor? I mean, these are really important questions to ask yourself. There's no wrong answer. If you've said to yourself that really you don't want to learn how to run firearms because they're just scary, it's just not something you want to do, that's fine. That's your choice. But just understand that comes with repercussions where you can be overrun fairly easily. And, you know, I don't want to get graphic here, but they can not just take your stuff, but they can hurt you in the process. And them, they might want to hurt you depending on what you represent to them. Especially if you're living in a wealthy neighborhood, which I don't live in, by the way. I don't live in any neighborhoods at all. I live on a ranch, and pretty much everybody knows if they come to a ranch in Texas, they're going to probably need to start dodging bullets. You know, that's not just my ranch. That's everybody's ranch in Texas. So, but it's the neighborhoods that are the real targets for a lot of this stuff. Neighborhoods can be very, very dangerous. So think about where you're living. Think about what you're doing. I want you to be safe. I want you to be informed. I don't want you to be freaked out, but I do want you to have a realistic point of view of what is an actual risk or a series of risks that you might be facing. And to think about getting the hell out of the city. Cities are death traps. I'm telling you, I assure you, most cities are death traps. And I just had another reminder today that just drove that point home. It's like, wow, when it all hits the fan, I want to be as far away from Austin as possible. You can read more about this at my website, survival.news. We also have a cool website called bugout.news. It's authored by, for the most part, J.D. Hayes, who writes articles for newstarget.com as well. So check out those websites. Good information. Get up to speed on this stuff. Don't just listen. I mean, take this seriously. Get some training. Get your CHL. And learn how to protect yourself, because the day's coming soon where you're not going to have time to practice anymore. You're going to need to have the skills, period. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.